Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mike and Mama B and Kelly.
Happy birthday to y'all.
Happy birthday to you, yes.
Happy birthday, Kelly. I told Mama B happy birthday already.
Hey, this is your producer, Duff. What you're about to listen to is filled with witty rants and dry humor. While our show can be very entertaining, we feel we must caution the close-minded among us. There's foul, dirty fits of geeked-out rage and all-around bad attitudes ahead. Can't say we didn't warn you. So, keep your hands away from your private parts and your ears engaged at all times. This is Prime. Hello and welcome to Prime. Yes, we are on. We did not do an episode last week, but we're going to make this
or
one
the week
extra,
before.
Or the week before, but we're going to make this one extra special.
Bunch of damn slackers.
You know, the week can be tough, so when you listen to this on Monday, it might make that Monday just a little bit better.
Or it could just make it blow even more.
Well, yeah, that too, but we hope the latter is not the case. How are you, Carrie?
My butt is getting sore from having sat in this chair now for hour and whatever, trying to get y'all technical difficulties under control.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Mike has a mic problem, but we took care of that for the most part.
Mike has a mic problem. Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, Mike has a mic problem.
I apologize. People were texting me nonstop.
Yeah. Well, that's what you get here on Prime. You get texted a lot. Speaking of, if you want to call in, you can do so on the call-in line, 410-989-1734. We'd be happy to take your call if you happen to call in while we're recording. Otherwise, you can call and leave a message anytime you want.
And we'll just ignore it. Nah. That's how we roll.
Well, no, I could play it on the air. Wouldn't that be nice to play shit on the air?
There it is.
It would be nice. So, Mike, what have you been up to since we last did a show?
Brother man. I have, what have I been doing? Falling asleep on Fridays. That's kind of was my normal before I ever started the show. It was just like pretending to get like a Redbox movie or rent someone on demand and then just fall asleep halfway through it.
You know, you said Redbox, but my mind immediately went to RedTube.
Nah, don't wanna put that on the sun yet. I'm pretty sure he's gonna find it on his own. I don't wanna. When it comes to him, I think I'll just let him do his thing. I try to counsel his mother and like, listen, at a certain age, he's gonna need to do his own laundry, and there's gonna be a reason for that. You're not gonna want to touch the sheets, the socks, the probably towels. Shirts, whatever he uses, it's like, and he's gonna need to wash his hands a lot. We already have a bunch of hand sanitizer everywhere for the babies, but it's gonna be a certain time where it's gonna be needed because he's just gonna be a disgusting human being. And it's not because he's bad; it's, you know, hormones. We've all been there, you know.
Hell, I'm still there. Woman.
Oh, I just know how to clean up better. I don't need to do it every day like I used to. I actually get in between breaks of actual intercourse. So, you know,
I like it when intercourse happens. What say you, Carrie?
I can take it or leave it.
Oh, come on now. Why must you taunt me?
First, I knew she was going to say that. Oh, that's why I love Kerr.
Yeah.
How you? Well, I was going to say.
For anyone watching live, you know that we have a new camera set up here. We've done a lot of work to make the show better for you and the live listeners. If you're listening to the show and you don't care about live, then this isn't really for you. But it's a big accomplishment for me, so I'm going to brag about it. We've got a combo cam that has, pretty much
that shit, homie.
Mike and me. And, you know, then if I want to share my screen, I can do so by doing that. And you can still see Mike and me. And if I want to say something really hot, I just do this. Hi. And of course, if Mike wants to tell us a little jazzy story, we can just go straight to him.
She pooped on me.
And that's what Carrie is doing. So back onto the show.
Wait, what?
I swear that's not a picture. That's really her.
Double figure. I like it. Hey, you guys look like you're fresh off of a tan of a vacation. Did you guys go on a vacation that I don't know about?
No, you knew about it. We went to the farm. We went to our family farm in Lansing, North Carolina. And
are there animals on this farm?
Yes, there are animals. We saw several deers.
Well, and you don't own deers. They just roam.
He's talking about farm animals.
No, not yet.
No. Oh, okay. We'll soon have chickens and
yeah, that's what I meant.
A goat
I
was like, or two or ten.
I was like, deer just come around. They just shit on your property and eat your grass and leaves and stuff and leave. And they're skittish and they get hit by cars.
Yeah, well, a lot of that happens down south.
Oh, you know what's funny? I'm in Texas, never ran into too many deers. It's not until I came up to Maryland. Y'all got a shit ton of them.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
It's an East Coast thing, I think.
I think it is. I was like, the deers don't really like the heat. They try to stay in the woods as much as possible.
Yeah. Mama does want a goat and a cow.
Is she going to do her own milk, like, straight from the teat?
Well, that might happen. I don't know.
Ooh. Goats are pretty cool, especially when they're babies. They're vicious. They jump off stuff, poop everywhere, and they're really cute. And then when they get older, they just headbutt you a lot.
70 Acres in the chat room says, and a donkey and chickens. Multiple goats.
Multiple?
Ooh. Multiple goats.
Fancy. You know, they'll eat anything.
Yes, I know. That's a benefit to having goats.
This is true.
Have them as pets. Don't have as much to throw to the dump.
There you go.
Not to toot my own horn, though, but...
Also, I was going to say, you didn't actually tell me about your trip. I cut you off.
Well, all right, no, it was a trip. It was about about 7 hours, and we left at 4:30 in the morning.
Horrible.
Yeah, on Sunday. And then we kind of just hung out, and we got there around, noon, 12:30, something like that. And we just hung out, and we ended up... doing a lot of arting, actually. 70 Acres, Mama Bee. She,
arting? Yeah, I've never heard
arting.
Of it.
Yeah, it's kind of like farting with art.
I see.
Arting without the foul smell. Farting without, yeah.
Did you pour a little paint down your butt crack and then, like, just crap dust a board or something?
Hey, I don't know what happened after we left. Like, Mama might have done that. I don't know. I would, God, I hope not.
I think she's a little classier than that.
Yeah.
So, besides art, what else did you guys do?
We actually did a lot of art and a lot of shopping. So here's the thing. I've got a friend of mine looking for a Switch for me, and I've been looking for a Switch because in December you're going to have Mario Odyssey or whatever, and then coming next year you've got the Yoshi game, which is going to be mind-blowing.
Oh, you mean that Switch, Nintendo Switch.
Oh, yeah. What did you think I meant?
You just said Switch. I'm like, knowing you, it's like some audio thing or something. Like,
No, it was a Nintendo Switch. And now, there aren't really any games, any exclusive games anyway, that are really worth us getting it. But it's just, we didn't have the option because I've never actually seen a Switch in the wild. They're never in stock. And we went to North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
And we went to the Walmart in West Jefferson and did some shopping. You know, we needed art supplies. We needed stuff, food, whatever. And so we got everything in Walmart. And while in the electronics department, we happened to see that there was one in stock. And we did a double take. And I'm like, wait, no. What? Really? Because I've never seen one. I didn't even know what the box looked like other than the unboxing videos.
You never seen free range Switch, huh?
I've never seen a free range Switch, no. Mm. So we found it. I was like, all right, you know, I really hadn't planned on buying anything like this. But shit, yeah, we got to get it. So we bought it.
Really?
Yeah, we bought it. And
isn't it kind of pricey, though?
It's $300.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like 4 or 5.
No, it's 300, and it's pretty rad. It actually is pretty rad.
What's so good about it? Because I know that's kind of like, since the Wii fell off, or the Wii U didn't really do what the Wii did.
Well, see, here's the thing with the Wii U. The Wii U, it was a great system, but they made you use the touchscreen for certain portions of the usage. You couldn't actually change your network settings from the television. You know, it was too disjointed. It was really poorly executed.
It was a good idea. They just didn't complete it. Yeah.
What they ended up doing with the Switch is, well, first off, you know, every time you come over here, we're always watching something on the NVIDIA Shield.
On the YouTubes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, YouTube or Netflix or Hulu or whatever else we want to do. Kodi, you know, it does it all.
Kodi.
Well, the hardware that's in the NVIDIA Shield is the same hardware that is in the Nintendo Switch. It's very powerful hardware. That said, it's got a really nice screen in it, you know, wide-angle screen, and you can dock it into the dock, and it literally is like hooking your laptop up to a television.
Really?
It just immediately just plays on the television, and all of it works on the TV. You don't have to pick it up and take it out of the dock for some portions of it. So it really is nice.
You know what's funny? I thought it was just like a bigger version of the DS. Like, my son has a 3DS, and I was like, it's just a bigger version of that. It's a new thing of that. But now I see it's an actual console thing.
Yeah.
But you can play it. Can't you play it on, like, I guess not laptops, but like tablets or
I don't think you can.
Oh, really? So no. It's a console. Well, this commercial showed it like, bam, it was in the middle. And it
well,
had, like,
yeah, that's because you can take it wherever you want to go.
Yeah, you just pull the center, the actual console portion of it, which when it's on its own, it looks like a tablet. Uh-huh. But when you put it in the dock, it goes up on your television. So it's a console that you can take wherever you want to go.
Yeah, and you can take the Joy-Cons or the controllers. There's a left controller and a right controller. You can actually take them and like dock them onto the side of the tablet portion of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, they're about to make a ton of money this Christmas.
Yeah. No, well, if they can keep in stock, we haven't seen one in the wild except for North Carolina until we got back from North Carolina and went to our local Walmart for art supplies. And holy shit, we saw one there. Well, of course we didn't get it, but yeah.
Yeah, well, like I told you then, if we wouldn't have bought the one down in North Carolina, we would have come back here and there still wouldn't have been one in our local Walmart.
Oh, sure.
It's just how our luck runs.
Well, you little gamers, you.
Yeah, well, no, and I mean, there's really still no games out there that are really worth doing. Now, they did mislabel Splatoon 2. They mislabeled it $30 instead of $60.
Did you get it?
Yeah, I made them honor the price, and they're like, "Well, this is $59. I'll give it to you."
It's like, you put it in the wrong damn spot. That's not our fault.
You know what's funny? My mom used to do that all the time. Like, she used to love when something was in the wrong place.
Oh yeah,
and the store had to honor that price. But it was just one of those things. I remember as a kid, I was like, oh, God, she's so cheap. God, she's so, you know, like.
That's how I felt when we were fighting over the price of Splatoon. It was like, we could have been out of here 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, listen, my mom used to do the same thing. And then she would get it, and she would be so happy about it. I'm like, okay, you saved $30, whatever. You know, I'm like 9, 10 years old. I didn't really care. I literally bought, like, a year or two ago, a handheld Dirt Devil little suction thing because I wanted it really bad so I can get into all the little nooks and crannies without having to take a big, you know, vacuum everywhere. This shows you how boring I am as a person. I'm talking about a vacuum. that's what happens when you become, I don't know if you know this, I got 2 kids. So it was actually in Target, and it normally goes for like $60-$70.
Oh, yeah.
But it was right in the place where this $20 one was. But they had two of them in that same place. So I pick it up, and I'm not thinking, I'm like, oh, bet $20. I go to the cashier, and they're like, oh, no, that's going to be, you know, almost $70. I was like, you got your damn mind. Yeah. Let's go look. And I took a whole another 15 minutes and I brought the store manager into it. And while this is going on, I'm like, yeah, that's right. Give me that price. They're like, that's the price. And that other, I'm like, oh, shit. Every way possible, I'm becoming my parents. I don't care what anybody says. Every way possible, I am. Like, cheap like them. I'm talking to my son. Like, you know, like one time I told my dad used to have this really, really great, horrible saying he would say right before he would whoop me. And he was, usually it was like he was warning me, you know, he would say, a hard head makes a soft behind. And I was like, oh, he was like, hard head makes soft behind, hard ass makes soft ass. And I was like, oh my God, it's my dad trying to flirt with me? Like, what's going on here? You know? But what he meant was, by you being hard-headed, you're going to get your ass whooped so much that your ass going to be supple and soft and everything because you beat the brakes off me so many times. And he was very right. I do have a soft bottom from probably like 1,000 whoopings. And so I told my son that like probably earlier in the year. And the moment it left my lips, I was like, goddamn. I can't believe I said that. I was like, all right, whatever, you know, just let it ride. But I don't know about you, but I'm slowly becoming both of my parents put into one.
Oh, yeah. No, me and too.
It bothers me severely. I thought it was cooler than that.
The one part doesn't bother me as much as it does bother Carrie. Because she's always, and I'm saying the same thing about her, but she's always like, stop being your father, or stop being your mother, you know, and it's like, but I am.
Yeah, well, see, but here's the thing. I thought I wasn't. I'm like, when I'm a parent, when I'm an adult, I'm never going to be like them. I won't say these things. I won't do these things. I'm going to be way cooler than that. I'm going to be cool, man. I'm going to be so cool. And as an adult, I'm like, listen, don't you touch anything in here. You understand? We are going in here to get one thing. You better not touch anything. You touch anything. And like, I'm talking through clenched teeth before I said he does anything. I'm threatening him. And it's like, I don't even give him like a third of what I got as a kid when it comes to like spankings and all that. I'm like, but man, just hearing myself say these things, I'm like, God damn.
Yeah.
And I make fun of my wife whenever she does it. I like to put it off on it, you know.
I think everyone does it to a certain degree. 70 Acres in the chat room, she said, every time I open my mouth, my father comes out. Yep. And again, if it has to do with my biological father, I hate it. I absolutely hate that I am my biological father to a certain degree. But luckily for me, I picked up more of my mom's traits than my father's.
They both suck. I'll be honest with you. Even if your parents were cool when you were a kid, you didn't think they were cool. So the fact that you're becoming them now as an adult, it's just still that little kid in you. Like, oh man, you're not cool at all. You know, like you suck. I don't know. That's just me. Maybe you guys think differently. Kerr, what do you think about this?
I've always been a miniature version of my mother. It's the bitch runs deep in our blood.
The bitch runs deep. what's that Star Wars scene? The
bitch is strong in me. Yes.
There you go. The bitch is strong in this one.
I really hope Linda isn't listening or watching. Oh,
she knows it. She knows I'm a mirror image of her. Yeah, and then, for my father, that's where I get my wonderful stupid sayings. Or
oh, I love your sayings though.
Yeah, your sayings are pretty good. Although I'm pretty sure your father never said this, but the best line of correction, the most controversial, problematic line that you have said that I can never let go is the Hitler of my dreams. There's never a day.
Oh, I've said worse things than
that. No. You said, now again, I've only been on here for, you know, a short time, but in that short period of time, and I went back and listened, I heard you say some crazy things, then I heard the compilation too. And I'm like, oh, she's been saying crazy things, but just to me, I don't care what anybody else says, the Hitler of my dreams, I have literally never heard anybody, I've never heard white supremacists say something like that.
Yeah, but you've got to look at it in the proper context, dude.
Oh, no, no. I know what she was talking about. No. It has nothing to do with being racist. She was like, you know, get the concentration camps full of stupid people and
exactly.
all that.
Exactly.
And so I know. No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, fill them with honey boo-boos.
But here's the thing. When she initially said it, I had no idea what she was going on with that. Like there's certain things that you say, people are like, all right, we don't know where you're going with this, and we're going to let you finish before we comment. And that's exactly what I had to do. I was like, no, matter of fact, when she said it, I had to stop. I said, wait.
It's like you're the way you're reacting, though, it makes it seem like she said, black people are like,
oh,
Dodge, you know, Dodge trucks. exactly. See, I mean, the way she responded was the same way you responded to what she said.
Well, see, so I should let all the listeners know she ended that by saying, you know, doing basically the stupid people, concentration camps, all that stuff. It wasn't as bad, but man, just that first line was a killer. I mean, whew.
It's just how my mind works. What can I say?
So we've been talking a lot about really inappropriate things like Hitler's of dreams and such. I want to talk about a weird coincidence, or is it a coincidence? Let me step back. My birthday is July 17th, which officially makes me an old fuck. Mm-hmm. Now, my son's birthday is July 28th.
Leo.
My mom's is July 29th.
Really?
At 70 Acres in the Chat Room, a.k.a. Mama B. Now, if we look at our cast folk, Mike's birthday is today, the day of recording, Sunday, July 30th.
I mean, this motherfucker.
So, does this officially make you an old fuck, too? How old are you now?
I am all of the 32s of the years of age.
Man, you are a young buck.
Yeah. Tell that to my back, my knee. it was like my acid reflux.
I feel left out. I'm not a July baby.
No, but you are an awesome sauce baby.
Mm. Awesome sauce? That's like, I think we need to change her name, though. It shouldn't say Resident Ranner. It should definitely say the talent of the show.
Yeah, the real talent. Either that or something like, you know, crazed and glazed. Which will definitely make more sense.
Crazed and glazed. Now, see, the problem is, I don't know if you know this, in the Pinot or the pornography industry, when you put glazed on anything... I think you know where I'm going with that.
It'll make more sense in the context when Carrie starts doing art videos.
We'll see now. No. That's something I was going to talk to you about. I'll be honest with you.
What you got?
You guys are talking about art supplies and whatnot, and Mama B's all up in the art thing, and I see her little YouTube pages and whatnot. What's going on here? Little arts farts, you know, little stoners, or just enjoy art. I mean, either
one. A little bit of both, but no. Let's, Carrie, did you want to answer that, or did you want me to?
You're the resident mouth. Go for it.
Oh, yeah, I knew she was going to say, like...
All right, so here's the dealie. Carrie has always been an artsy person. She's always been crafty and very creative and the like. And
very, very creative with her repertoire of hate words. Especially when they are
again with this mic.
No. I said hate words aimed at you.
She doesn't use hate words. Well, fuckface, I guess. That's a term of endearment, though.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you've turned them into a term of endearment.
every cuss word I say, I do it with love.
Let's back to the art. I'm sorry, I apologize.
Yeah, no, back to the art. So she's done some artsy things here and there, but our house is really small, and we just haven't had the time. I mean, she's gotten, you know, cross stitching things here or crocheting there. Or, you know, sketching there, but it's, you know, she never has actually stuck to anything. So anyway, my mom started doing YouTube videos. She's an artist, and she has 70 Acres Studio on YouTube.
Mama B!
There you go. So she's been making these amazing art videos, and it's just really inspiring. And so Carrie has started watching mom's videos, and that was interesting. Cool. So I'm like, okay, let's see where this goes. Hey, let's go to the let's go to vacation. Let's go to North Carolina. Let's spend a couple days there.
North Carolina.
Yeah, there you go. And so we went down there, and I made sure I let mom know that we wanted to art. And, you know, Carrie said she wanted to do the acrylic pouring while we were there. So we did. We spent hours and hours doing acrylic pours on tiles. And
no clue what you're talking about.
Oh, they're amazing.
I'll have to take a look. I will have to take a look, sir.
Yeah, well, we'll have to send pics when they're ready.
Okay.
And, you know, by the time we got back from the farm, Harry and I had talked, and she's decided that she wants to do art videos like Mama B.
Uh-oh, I see you, Curl Baby. You trying to show all the talents?
No. No, some things are better left to the imagination.
Yeah, well. Yeah. So that's what that's all about. And so we just ordered like a couple hundred dollars worth of recording gear, video stuff, because we don't, except for the webcam you see in front of me, we really don't have, and this, which, God, that's grainy as hell. So, you know, we've got the two webcams, but so for her videos, we're going to do two video cameras. We're going to do an overhead cam, and we're going to do a side-by shot that's going to show her, it's going to show the viewers an alternate perspective of the shot. And so, yeah, in order to do that with Carrie's small desk, we needed to get a new monitor, something that was like really, really fucking big, and just one, so it wouldn't be, you know, two monitors on the desk causing space issues. So, Mama B actually got Carrie a monitor.
I know, which she really didn't have to do, but I'm so grateful she did. It is so fucking awesome. It is.
Go ahead, fun. Mama B.
Yeah. Mama B is awesome.
Put the camera over here.
Okay.
Oh, whoa. Wait a second. Ooh.
Oh, wow.
That's a big boy right there. I just saw my face.
34-inch ultra-wide monitor.
It is awesome.
It is awesome.
So now that there's just one monitor on her screen and it's so big she can push all the way back, she's got more room to art.
Oh, I've got tons more room.
Yeah. So we got her some lighting rigs, an LED light panel, which was surprisingly cheap. It was $31.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it would be more.
Nah, so did I. But and she's already got an LED lamp on her desk that she can use for bass shots or bass light. So it'll be really nice to start doing art videos, and you know, I'm going to be producing them and making sure that they're set up for live streams and such. So now we just have to come up with a name, and that was one of the ideas, Crazed and Glazed. But yes, I know the connotation to the pornography industry.
Well, now now that you've let me know about that, I think that's a perfect name, because I was just saying her little banner should say like residential talent, or, you know, the real talent or something.
Yeah.
But now that you gave me a show title, a correction, a show name, I'm all with Crazy Glaze. I think it fits.
Yeah.
Mama
B's not liking it. She said I'd get the wrong audience, and yeah, I agree. The more I think about it, because I'm not going to sit here. But I'm not going to sit here and do art with, you know, boobage hanging out.
Yeah, right.
And
I thought you. Okay, no. Okay, never mind.
No, I'd get paint everywhere. It wouldn't be cool.
She said, "I get paint everywhere." Okay. Well, no. All right. Well.
Yeah. So back to the drawing board on that one.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what was the guy's, Bob Ross, what was his show called?
The Joy of Painting.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew what the show was called. I just always like, he's like, and here's the mountains.
And a happy tree.
He's like, and a happy tree. You know what? Let's go ahead and put some trees there. All right.
I wish I had even half the talent that man had.
Oh, yeah. He's amazing.
I mean, to be able to do painting like that, and all you're really using is like
watercolors, right?
A knife. You're using like a palette knife or a paint knife, and being able to get that much detail, it's, yeah. Anyway.
I think he was super high, too.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if he wasn't, he got burnt a long time and never recovered. That's
that afro was on point, though. I don't care what anybody says.
Oh, hell
that
yeah.
Afro.
That was a tight.
Every episode. And he did an episode every day. That goddamn afro was on point.
Yes, it was. And he, you know, he didn't even like wearing his hair like that. He just, really? It was expected of him. Yeah.
All right,
like, by the end of the show, he was just like, oh, so nice.
I know he wanted to cut that shit off so long ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, just a side note, crazedandglazed.com is available. Are you sure we shouldn't do it?
I'm positive.
Crazed and glazed with curry, baby.
Glazed and curry.
Oh, God, there you go.
It's not there a cooking go. Show. It is not
glazed
a
and
show.
Curry.
Hey, who's to say, well, it couldn't be?
Glazed and curry painting show or something like that. You got to let them know in the title. But put it like, you know, the little parentheses around it. But glazed and curry?
I'd like to be
Duffy, glazed sometimes and curry. You know what.
Let's go for a break. All right, we're gonna go to a break. When we come back, we're going to be doing Stump the Chump, and we might talk about other things as well. We might just do Stump the Chump, who the hell knows. All that back in about 3 minutes.
Touche El Douche, Trevor Thompson.
Hey, it's Trevor, and if you're not listening to our podcast, here's what you've missed.
Let's ask Siri.
What does she know? She's fucking not alive.
She knows how to pronounce it.
She doesn't even have a soul.
Or let's ask Google.
How do you get on Google Play, by the way? I've been meaning to want to do that for Ted.
Have you tried Googling that phrase?
No.
Because that's how I figured it out.
I was afraid that if I Googled the word Google, like, it would open up a fucking parallel universe.
A well-mannered group, I think. You notice their good manners right away.
We have a new podcast up every Wednesday on RogueIntel.com. Or for more info, go to our website.
Yeah, and go where? Where are we going to go?
TouchéElDouché.net.
Maybe this is where Jeff gets ideas.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye. Every time I need to go buy a refill for my Slurpee machine, I go to RogueIntel.com/Amazon. This way, I can get my Slurpee machine at the great prices of Amazon, and my RogueIntel buddies get a little bit of a cut from that. And every time I make a Slurpee purchase, it makes me very, very happy to know that I am supporting my favorite chubby little buddy.
Hey, it's Clint Daly, host of the Daily Dose Sports Podcast. You know, we release a new podcast every single Wednesday, and we bring you our own unique outlook on the world of sports. You know, we try to give you some actual insight and maybe a common sense approach to sports. Whether it's breaking news, some of the biggest games, or even some sports history, check out the Daily Dose Sports Podcast now on the Rogue Intel Podcast Network. The Daily Dose, your daily dose of sports and sarcasm.
Hello, my name is Rakhi Patel. I just wanted to call and say that I fucking love you guys. I listen to you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You make me laugh so hard. I actually hit goat last week. And it is a big thing to hit a goat where I come from. It is a bad omen, but I was giggling the whole way home. I just wanted to call and thank you guys for all of the shits and giggles.
And we're back on Prime.
Yeah.
I've got a little example of the art that we were doing at the farm. Did you want to see it, Mike?
Come on now. You know I do.
This one right here is one that Carrie did.
Carrie, baby. What do you call that?
That is an acrylic pour.
No. What's she calling the painting?
Oh.
It doesn't have a name.
Yeah. It's nameless.
Poor baby. Glazed and curry.
And this is my first pouring.
You know what's funny? The way the light reflected off before you did that, it looked like a pizza. And I was like, you know what? You would do a pizza.
No.
That looks like outer space.
Yes. The cosmos. Mm.
See? Curry, he has a name for his. Come on, Curry. Mm. If we're going to be Curry and Glazed or Glazed and Curry, come on now.
We've got to figure out a better name because I don't think Carrie wants that now that she knows about the sexual thing.
Really? You didn't know about that before?
I am not your Duff. I don't.
You don't do as much of the pornography as we do, huh? What you trying to tell me? God. I thought she did. I thought she just did, like, you know, watching guys just, like, bang away at chicks. How about lightning?
That was rude.
Before we start, who sang that for you guys?
Oh, that was Josh. He is an old co-host. He only stuck around for about a month and a half, 2 months. His schedule got to be too much. He was also black, if it matters.
You were not our first.
Did he? Here's another thing. BBC, I don't know if you guys heard that.
Big black cock, yes.
You better believe it.
Hey, why, man, you know? Why, like, I don't get it. Why?
Dude? Oh, no, I was just saying, you know, I'm just sliding up in there, you know.
Well, you've made appearances?
Well, no, I'm just saying, I was going to say, Duffy, if you know anything about the interracial scene, they love that. Not sure why, but they do. And it's predominantly men, come to find out. It's not even women. Yeah, I was going to say, it was just me and Josh. Did he make the actual song, like the beat?
Yes. He used a
talented sound bitch.
GarageBand or Logic or whatever.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know what he's doing now?
No.
Oh, wait. Didn't you guys not end on good terms or something?
No, we ended all right.
Oh, okay.
No, it's just I haven't kept up with him. He wasn't very social. Can we get on with the show now?
I mean, we were, but yeah, go ahead, baby.
That's right, Stump the Chump is a game where we try to test each other's knowledge of pop culture. The clips played on today's episode are owned by their respective copyright owners, not us. So please don't sue us. Pretty please. We've got three rounds, music, movie, and media. And if you're lucky, we'll even give you a tiebreaker. Carrie, start us off with round one, music.
It is from 1968.
Good stuff.
That's a good song. I like it. I don't even know what it was, and I like it.
Yeah, I don't even know what it was either. I'm guessing Supremes, but I know I'm wrong.
Well, no, Supremes would be correct.
Oh, wow. Well, look at me. I get half a point.
Hey, I was about to guess that.
Were you?
Yeah. I know who the Supremes are.
All right, well, we'll give you half a point.
Well, no. Well, let's see how much love he actually has for them. Who's the lead singer?
Don't do all that to me, all right? Don't do that.
Diana Ross.
I wanted to say Diana Ross.
Dude, don't even.
No. I promise you, I wanted to say Diana Ross, but I literally was like, I'm not exactly sure. That's why I didn't say anything. I was like, I want to be like Diana Ross. And be like, no.
All right, he can have a half a point.
Okay. Because he got Diana. But he didn't get Diana Ross.
He can have a half a point.
All right. Do I get a full point? Because I knew Diana Ross.
No. The question wasn't for you to begin with, Big Mouth McGee.
I was going to say, you just said the name before you even got a chance to guess it. You're just like, I think it's Supremes. I was like, oh,
but what's the name of the song?
Love Child.
All right. Well, we're kind of pointless, but we've still got some stuff going on. Mike, round one music.
You're going to love this. I'm going blackity black today. We're going to say 96 R&B. Let's make it happen. Go. Hands are in the air. Ain't a wave from here to there. If you're an OG Mac or a wannabe player, you see the hood's been good to me. Ever since I was a lowercase G, but now I'm a big G. The girls see I got the money. $100 bills, y'all. If you were from where I'm from, then you would know that I gotta get mine in a big black truck. You can get yours in a six ball. Whatever it is, the party's underway. So tip up your cup. Oh, sorry, I was dancing. Curry or Duffy? So you gonna tell me you never heard that song before too, Duffy?
I've heard the song.
Oh, I've heard the song.
I don't know who or what it is.
Yeah.
So I guess both of you, yeah, that's your answers.
Yeah, it's R. Kelly.
No, not from '96.
Nah,
no,
I mean, he was before '96 actually, but nah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And this was very much.
I know, I know it. I know, I know it. But all right, Mr. Mike, what is it?
It is Montel Jordan's. This is how we do it. This is how we do it.
South Central does it like nobody does, or something like
that. Wait, how do you know that part? But you can't. Come on now. Come on now. You know what? That's your fault. That is your fault, sir.
I don't know, dude.
All right, so what decade of rock are we listening to?
Dude, seriously?
Hey, I'm just saying. Okay, go ahead. I apologize. Go ahead. What's your pick this week, Duffy?
This is 1969 in pop rock?
Exactly.
She's got it.
I'm going Monkeys. I don't know.
Really? Dude, it was pretty much like number one like worldwide.
In 1968. Yes, you're very much
1969.
Right. Oh, sorry. 1969, as if my father wasn't just 6 or 7 years old. Yes, I should definitely know that song.
It was a great year. It was a fucking great year in music history.
You know what? You may be right. Again, my father was 6 or 7 years old.
That's not my problem. That's
I know
yours.
It was redone by Bananarama.
It was redone by Bananarama. Very good.
But I don't know who that was, and I only think I know the title of the song, which I think is Venus, but I don't
know. I was going to say She's Got It. What about She's Got It?
So you were going to say She's Got It. And you were going to say what, Carrie?
Venus.
All right. No one knows the name of the artist.
No.
All right. That was Shocking Blue with Venus. So Carrie gets half a point.
Huh.
Never gotten that.
See, and I should get extra points for knowing it was Bananarama.
I don't know about that now. We can put that to a vote later on to see if it really counts.
Okay.
So a possible 0.5, maybe a 1, maybe a 1.5 if it gets us to play the tiebreaker.
Okay.
But right now, let's move on to round two, which is movies. Carrie, take us away.
It's 1971.
Wrong, sir. Wrong. Under section 37B of the contract signed by him, it states quite clearly that all offers shall become null and void if, and you can read it for yourself in this photostatic copy, I, the undersigned, shall forfeit all rights, privileges, and licenses herein and herein contained, etc., etc., fax mentis incendium gloria culpum, etc., etc., memo bis punitor delicatum. It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You stole fizzy lifting drinks. You bumped into the ceiling, which now has to be washed and sterilized, so you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
I know it.
So do I, dude.
All right. I know the actor. I know the actor.
All right. Well, on the count of three, let's do the name of the movie first. All right. One, two, three. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, that too.
It depends on if you go off the book or the movie. But I think the book and the movie for the original one, not the Johnny Depp remake, is actually the same as the book. So Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, yeah.
Also, it's Gene Wilder, right?
It is Gene Wilder.
Mm, that boy good.
Yeah, that's very good. Good. So we all get points on that one. So that's 1.5 for you, 1.5 for me. All right, Mike, round two is movies.
2004, action. Go.
Talk. Spill it.
You know what we're doing.
What's inside? No, what's behind door number one?
Can't tell you, they'll kill me.
Kill you, motherfucker, I'll kill you. I'll just enjoy it better.
What year was this again?
2004, I believe. I may have the year wrong. It might be 2003 or 2004.
All right, well, I guessed Hellboy, but I was wrong. This wouldn't be good for a full point, but... What?
Oh, Carrie.
He's being so technical.
I'm going to say Punisher.
No, Carrie's got it right. Go ahead, Carrie.
What you got?
It's Blade.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but it's...
Wesley Snipes.
I was trying to get her to tell me which one.
Oh, I'm going to say two. Not that it matters.
No. She gets the point, though, because she at least knew the movie.
Was it Blade 1?
It's three.
Trinity?
Yeah.
Damn, okay.
Yeah, that's all it was. But no, I the reason why I brought it up is because I love when Wesley Snipes in... If you've never seen New Jack City, then you probably don't know what I'm talking about. But every movie Wesley Snipes has ever been in after New Jack City, he's always had a New Jack City outburst. So... And in New Jack City, he was this big time drug kingpin in New York and da da da. And he talked like he literally like that part where he was like, the guy was like, I can't, they'll kill me. And he was like, motherfucker, I'll kill you. Like he did a lot. He talked like that all through New Jack City. Like it was a part where it was like the guy was sitting down and he said something that somebody agreed with. He was like, sit your $5 ass down before I make change. And it's just like all these mannerisms that he had. He's never lost. His name was Nino Brown. He's never lost Nino Brown ever in all of his acting. Like every movie you can find. It doesn't matter what movie it is. So that's a good little thing to find out one day if you ever want to.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Round three movies. Let's do my pick. This is 1979. What, dude? What? What's wrong with 1979?
Oh! Oh! You with the banjo! Can you help me? I have lost my sense of direction.
Have you tried Hare Krishna?
No. No, I mean, I'm really lost. I have to get out of this swamp. I have to catch a plane.
With that tongue? No way. But seriously, there's a boat dock just downstream.
Thank you.
Just watch out for the alligators.
I will. Alligators.
All right, great movie, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Starred. Do you need any hints?
I don't.
I do. I think I swear I just heard Kermit the Frog.
Hey, could be. Could also be the guy that played the voice of
Kermit the Frog. Yeah.
So, all right. This is a movie that starred Dom DeLuise and Mel Brooks.
If I guess it, would I be? I was gonna say Monty Python.
Really?
Yeah. I know those names. I just don't know exactly the movie they've been in.
Okay. All right. So if you were to give one guess based on all of the input, what would it be?
Me?
Yes.
I said it. Money by the.
All right. Carrie, what is your guess?
The only thing I can come up with is the Muppet movie.
And you would get a point.
You son of a bitch. And I was, it's so funny because I was like, it sounds like Kermit the Frog. I should go with Kermit the Frog. But then when you said the guy who plays him, I'm like, oh, this could have been like an acting debut for him or something.
No, you know who played Kermit the Frog's voice, right?
No.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Jim Henson.
Oh, yeah. He did a lot of the voices.
He created them.
There you go.
Yeah, I would say, yeah. And he's, I don't know.
All right, well, let's move on to round three, our media round. Carrie, did you want me to do a point rundown?
I know I'm winning, so I don't care.
Okay, yes. You are winning, and Mike and I are both tied at 1.5 to your 2.5. Yes. Carrie, media pick, please.
It is a TV show that was on from 68 to 80.
I can't believe we haven't done that before.
I checked. We hadn't.
Wow. All right. Well, I know it.
I would like to
phone take a stab. Would you like to phone a friend?
Oh, no, I'm just going to say it.
Okay.
Hawaii 50.
Yes.
Correctamundo.
All right. So we both get points for that one. So that actually ties us up for right now.
Uh-oh. Whoop, whoop.
Yay. So, Mike, media.
Mine is 1970s TV show comedy.
She didn't.
And I could have called you a frog-eyed, fish-eating fool, but I didn't.
And I could have called you a monkey-faced, fat-bottom gorilla. But I didn't. So now I will, you fat-bottom, gorilla-faced ape. I even got something here for you, Esther. Here.
That's just a clear piece of plastic.
No, it ain't. Put up to your face. That's your Halloween mask.
I know the, like, I can see the characters in my head. But I don't know what the hell the name of the show is. Carrie, do you know?
I know.
Okay. Carrie right, knows. This is Rhett Fox, isn't it?
That is correct.
Okay, so I should get something for that.
No.
No, that's not.
Do I get any hints?
You got the name, Red Fox.
Carrie, what is it?
It is Sanford and Son.
Sanford and Son.
Yeah, buddy.
Not to be confused with Mumford and Son.
No, they came long after.
Yeah. Well, okay, Carrie, you're going to get a full point for that. Do I get anything?
No.
God damn it.
You get a pat on the back and a good job.
Well, you got to get your ass over here to pat my back.
Oh, if I come over there, I'm doing more than patting your back.
Well, come on, bring it, baby. It's your birthday. You can pat if you want to.
I mean, I was just going to give you a hug, but yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, all right. Cool. All right. This is the best-selling video game of 1989. Any takers? And there's a bonus point involved as well.
Sounds very familiar.
No guesses, huh?
I was too worried about graduating high school in 89.
Oh my god, I feel so young. I feel young again. Thank you, Carrie.
Well, I was only, if it makes you feel better, I was only 4 in 89. So.
It's a game that you've played. I can guarantee that.
I know I've played it. I've damn near played every... Especially in that console. God. See, I'm trying not to think. The problem was I confused it for a second with like the Mario when he goes to the King Koopa's lair. It goes, you know, dun 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 dun. But this sounds like, is this Shinobi?
No.
Dang, I'm wrong there.
Well, does it sound like?
See,
go off your instinct and then look back at the date.
I don't got it. I'll be honest with you. I'll know it when you say it, but I don't have it right now.
Carrie?
What's the extra point?
I already told you.
Okay.
She said she was too cool for school.
All right, well, there is a bonus point involved, but it's not going to matter. Because, no one got the regular point. It was Super Mario Brothers 3.
So it was... Oh, so.
All right, I'll tell you what. Now that you know it, there still is a bonus point available.
What's that?
What level is this from?
It's King Koopa's area.
Which is called?
Koopa? I don't know.
It's actually called the Fortress theme, but otherwise known as the Castle theme, so I'll give it to you.
All right, look at me. Taking sloppy seconds. I'll take the leftovers.
So there you go. Well, shit. That means we have a tie.
Uh-oh.
Yay! 3.5 points tied, Mike and Carrie. And I am currently losing at 2.5 points, but fear no more. Tiebreaker time. I really need an audio bid for that. I really, really do. Anyway, Carrie. Tiebreaker.
It's music, and it's from 2016.
Do you dare to look me right in the eyes, yeah. Oh, gonna say we run you down to the door. Yeah, someday we run you down to the floor.
I love these guys, too.
I don't know that you've probably even heard of them.
I've heard this song.
Okay.
And I think I know who it is. I just can't think of their name right now. Mm-hmm. So, I got... technically, I have nothing.
Okay.
Mike?
I'm in your boat, brother.
All right, man. Do we have any hints?
No.
No?
No.
No hints? All right, what is it?
The group is Kaleo.
Oh, I never got that.
And the song is Way Down We Go.
All right. Well, no one gets any points on that one. Mike, help us out here. What is your tiebreaker?
1994 Hip Hopper.
Hippity Hoppity?
Hippity Hoppity.
God bless you, work another plan to heaven. Follow the Lord all 24/7 days. God is who we praise, even though the devil's all up in my face. But he's keeping me safe and in my place. Say grace to the gates of race, without a chance to face the judge. And against my soul will buzz. Grudge me, cause there's no mercy for thugs. Ooh, what can I do? It's all about the family and how we grow. Can I get a witness? Let it unfold. We live in our lives, we turn our soul. Hey, hey.
Ah, all right. I honestly, I know the band or the group. I don't know the song, though.
I've never heard that before.
I don't think I've ever heard it either, but it sounds very familiar to another song.
Wait
I've
a second. Now, I will have to tell you guys, both of you, back in like 94 and in 95.
I was 14 and 15.
You should definitely know. It was a top two songs on the billboards, not hip hop, billboards.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, that's kind of on you guys.
All right. It's Bone Thugs and Harmony.
You do have that. I was like, you do have that. That is true. What is the name of the song, though, sir? Because you only have half point right now, brother.
I don't have anything.
Curry, you in the same boat?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It is Crossroads
by
Bone Thugs and Harmony.
That's the one. All right. So I get half a point on that one.
Half a point.
Means I only need a half a point more to do anything, but I can't get any points because it's my turn. Some bitch.
Some bitch.
All right. This is the number six most popular song of 1999 on that Billboard chart you were talking about earlier.
Oh,
Mike.
Shucks. Go ahead.
Yes, indeed. It was a very popular song. Carrie, your guess is?
The Cranberries, and I am guessing at the song title is Swing Swing.
All right. Mike, your guess?
Jewel, with some weird-ass title.
Actually, no, on both of you guys. This is Sixpence None the Richer with Kiss Me.
Damn, I should have just said Kiss Me.
But you didn't.
I don't know.
Hey, at least you didn't lose. That's your birthday gift.
And first of all, I didn't say Green Day, Nickelback, or any of the others. Come on, man. Give me credit.
I'm giving you credit. But the fact of the matter is...
That was very wrong.
You didn't lose.
Did I win?
You didn't win. Carrie won.
No. It's a tie.
Well, all right. Yeah, so you did win. Kind of. But not really.
Hey, I'll take a split. It's all right. Me and Carrie are tied for first place. It's how it should be. As the two black residents on this show, we should definitely be tied for first place every week.
Yeah, and you know, 70 Acres in the RogueIntel.com/live chat room also knew a couple of those. She would have gotten 2 points. So, yay, I don't lose, right?
I guess?
Really? You're gonna bring Mama B into this game and then make her lose? You're going to make the stump Mama B?
Oh, no.
No, I'll gladly lose.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't put... what you're doing to your own mother off of me, all right? Don't you blame me for that.
Well, no blame whatsoever.
No blamity blame.
So what are we doing after the show?
I am supposedly waiting on an early barbecue /dinner for me. I think they really just want a barbecue, and luckily it just happened to fall on my birthday. So I think they're going to do this either way.
Dude, I would love a barbecue. I haven't had barbecue food in a while. Like, you know, homemade barbecue?
Yeah. I was going to say, but it's from what I've been told, it's just like two or three different things. I'm like, this ain't a real barbecue.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, it's literally, we were going to cook this on the grill. Your birthday fell on the same day. So we're doing it. We're calling it that. It's just me and my mom and them. Like my mom, my stepdad, my little brother, little sister over at their house.
Yeah.
With my wife and my son and my little babies.
Okay.
All my babies. Pull your pants. he does this wonderful thing where he'll go to the bathroom or something, and his pants end up around his belly button, and he'll just walk around like that for the rest of the day. See, he wants to see. He's trying to figure out what's going on.
What's up, little man?
He can't hear you. He said, "What's up?" Oh, now you're too afraid to talk. Get out of here.
All right, well, we are going to get out of here for tonight. You've been listening to The Prime Podcast on RogueIntel.com. You can also find us at ThePrimePod.com for all of the show notes and podcast downloads and all that good jazz. Mike, thank you for coming on to the show or being a part of the show tonight.
I love doing it, and you know, maybe next time we could definitely not spend 35 minutes trying to set up for it.
Yeah, thanks. All right. Carrie, any parting words?
Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
My favorite Hitler. I just want to let you know, arting is not actually a word.
Oh, it is now. It is now, my friend. We really do need to come up with a name.
Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. We came up with two good ones. Carrie just doesn't like either one after she found out the connotation, the negative connotation that comes along with.
Well, gee, I wonder why.
What about glazed curry?
See, no glaze, no glazed.
But see, lightly glazed curry?
No glazed. You are the one who brought up the sexual connotation.
Hold on. Not lightly glazed. How about lightly covered curry?
Dude, why do you want to eat my wife?
How about my bukkake girl, curry? My no, I'm just kidding.
Cookie curry.
How about ookie cookie curry? Circle jerk curry. No,
what the fuck here, dude?
You missed that part where I said bukkake curry.
Oh, Jesus, dude. Come on. That's not right. That's not right at all.
Or Carrie's bukkake on the art world. Ah. See, so now she's the one doing it to the art world. And since she's drizzling. Oh. Curry drizzle. God damn it. Good. They're all good. Curry drizzle, baby.
Carrie, do you have any thoughts on this?
I think he needs to stop while he's ahead.
He was not ahead. He was far behind. So if crazed and glazed doesn't work.
What about crazed, glazed, and drizzled curry?
Dude, glazed does not work because of the sexual part of it.
Hold on. I gotta find another word. For glaze.
Well, no, we can just say something like, cracked creations or whatever.
How about Carrie gloss? Like lip gloss? Mm. No, it doesn't work. It doesn't even have the same. I still love drizzle. Curry drizzle. I like that.
70 Acres says Arden Carry. I don't know about that.
Yeah, that was. See. Unless you do it like in a country way, like spell it like all like hillbillyish.
How do you like, spell something hillbillyish?
You know how to do it. It's no. It's like AR then like apostrophe TIN.
Oh, you're talking like Calvin and Hobbes.
Yeah, it's like Arden with. What did she say? Arden with Carrie?
No, Arting Carrie, which I don't like. No. So stop.
I'm saying Arden with Kerr. Yeah, I like it. I like it. I mean, Curry may not like it.
What do you think about this, Carrie?
No.
How about Carrie drizzle all over the art?
Dude! What's with you?
But see, again, she's the one drizzling, so she's not being drizzled on. You see that? So she's the one in control. Come on, Carrie, you got to chime in here. We're dropping out some ideas. Is
when some I hot, hear something ideas. That's actually good, I'll let you know.